Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Power of Dua by Aliya Rayyan is a faith-centered guide that highlights the central place of supplication in a Muslim's daily life. Written for readers who want a practical and spiritually uplifting approach, the book frames dua as more than a moment of asking. It presents it as an ongoing relationship with Allah, built through sincerity, reliance, and consistent turning back to Him. The work is positioned as encouragement for those feeling distant, overwhelmed, or uncertain about whether their prayers are being heard. It also speaks to readers who want to improve their adab or etiquette of dua and make their personal prayers more intentional. Rather than treating dua as a last resort, the book emphasizes making it a first response in times of ease and hardship. Through reminders, reflective prompts, and accessible explanations, it aims to help readers strengthen hope, patience, and trust, while developing a steadier spiritual routine that can carry them through everyday challenges. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dua as a lifeline, building a consistent connection with Allah. A core message of the book is that dua is a lifeline that keeps faith active and personal. Instead of limiting supplication to emergencies, readers are encouraged to see it as a daily practice that maintains closeness to Allah in ordinary moments. This shift matters because it transforms worship from occasional bursts of intensity into a steady rhythm. The book highlights how consistency can be built through small habits, such as making dua after salah, during morning and evening remembrance, or at moments when the heart is naturally reflective. It also emphasizes that dua is not only about getting outcomes, but about becoming the kind of person who turns to Allah first. By treating dua as a relationship, the reader is guided to focus on sincerity, humility, and awareness of Allah's attributes. This outlook can soften spiritual dryness and reduce the feeling that worship is mechanical. It also encourages readers to bring every concern to Allah, including worries that seem minor, because a trusting heart does not rank needs by human standards. Over time, regular dua can become a grounding practice that supports emotional resilience and spiritual stability. Secondly, etiquette and mindset, asking with presence, humility, and hope. The book underscores that effective dua is not a formula, but it does have an etiquette and an inner mindset that helps the heart show up fully. Readers are guided to think about presence, meaning attentiveness, rather than rushing through words. The emphasis is on humility, recognizing need, and approaching Allah with respect and dependence. Hope is treated as essential because despair contradicts trust in Allah's mercy and power. The book's approach is practical. It encourages readers to prepare their hearts, be intentional about what they ask for, and align their requests with a desire for goodness in this life and the next. It also points to the value of gratitude and repentance as part of a sincere turning back to Allah, because the quality of the relationship shapes the experience of supplication. Another key angle is learning to ask in a way that balances confidence with submission, avoiding entitlement while still believing that Allah is able to grant what seems impossible. When readers adopt this mindset, dua becomes less transactional and more transformative. It can shift a person from anxiety and control toward trust, patience, and steady reliance, even before any outward change appears. Thirdly, timing, patience, and the reality of delayed answers, a major struggle for many believers, is the feeling that dua is not being answered. The book addresses this by reframing delay as part of divine wisdom rather than proof of rejection. It encourages readers to hold on to patience and to keep returning to Allah without measuring faith by immediate results. This topic helps readers navigate disappointment, especially when life circumstances remain difficult despite persistent supplication. The book promotes the idea that answers can take different forms, including being redirected toward what is better, being protected from harm, or being rewarded in ways not immediately visible. It also emphasizes that waiting can be spiritually productive when it is filled with worship, good deeds, and continued hope. Practically, this means the reader learns to manage expectations, avoid burnout, and maintain balance between striving and trusting. Another layer is learning to recognize subtle changes, a softened heart, improved character, new opportunities, or a calmer response to hardship. These can be signs of growth that dua is nurturing within the person. By treating patience as an active spiritual stance rather than passive resignation, the reader is better equipped to endure trials with dignity and to keep their relationship with Allah strong through uncertainty. Fourthly, healing the heart, using dua through anxiety, grief, and hardship. The book presents dua as a powerful tool for emotional and spiritual healing, especially during anxiety, grief, and personal hardship. It recognizes that believers often carry private burdens that are hard to explain to others, and it positions supplication as a safe place to be fully honest. This honesty is not framed as complaining without purpose, but as confiding in Allah, the one who knows what is hidden. The book encourages readers to bring their pain into their dua, to ask for relief, guidance, and strength, and to seek a heart that remains connected even when circumstances are heavy. It also suggests that du'a can reorient a person from panic to perspective by reminding them of Allah's care and control. In practical terms, readers can use du'a to slow down spiraling thoughts, to replace hopeless narratives with trust, and to request specific forms of support such as ease in decision-making, improved relationships, or protection from harmful habits. The book's message can also reduce isolation, because turning to Allah is always available regardless of one's situation. Over time, du'a can become a steady companion that helps the reader process hardship with meaning, keeping faith intact while they seek practical solutions in the world. Lastly, making du'a practical, daily routines, personal goals, and spiritual growth beyond inspiration, the book focuses on making du'a practical and integrated into everyday routines. Readers are encouraged to connect their supplications to personal goals and real-life responsibilities, such as family, work, studies, and character development. This approach helps the reader see that du'a does not replace effort but supports it, giving intention and spiritual direction to daily striving. The book emphasizes setting clear spiritual aims, such as seeking steadfastness, sincerity, discipline in worship, and protection from distractions. It also supports the habit of regularly reviewing what the heart is asking for, which can reveal priorities and expose areas that need healing or repentance. By treating du'a as a tool for growth, readers can use it to become more mindful about how they spend time, how they handle temptations, and how they respond to people. The book also encourages making du'a in both ease and difficulty, which trains the believer to remain grateful during blessings and reliant during trials. This topic ultimately frames du'a as a structured practice that can strengthen identity and purpose. When done consistently, it can reshape routines into worship, foster better decision-making, and keep the reader anchored to Allah while pursuing worldly responsibilities with integrity. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Muslims who want to deepen their relationship with Allah through a more meaningful du'a practice, including beginners who feel unsure how to make heartfelt supplication and practicing readers who want consistency and renewed hope. It is also valuable for anyone going through stress, grief, or uncertainty because it frames du'a as a steady form of support that strengthens patience and trust rather than simply chasing outcomes. The benefit to the reader's life is practical and spiritual, clearer intention, a calmer inner state, and a stronger habit of turning to Allah first. By encouraging sincerity, presence, and perseverance, the book can help readers reduce feelings of helplessness and replace them with reliance and purpose. Compared with similar reminders, its value lies in how it keeps du'a grounded in daily living, not only in extraordinary moments. It speaks to the emotional reality of waiting, struggling, and rebuilding faith, while still promoting action and responsibility. For readers who want encouragement that is accessible and focused on lived spirituality, it is worth buying as a compact guide that can be revisited repeatedly to renew motivation and strengthen a daily connection with Allah. If you would like to support Aliyah Rayyan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.